Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You hear that school bell? Get your Bible and turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. And we're going to continue our study of Elijah and his struggle with the prophets of Baal. And if you'll remember from a previous study, when old King Ahab saw Elijah, he accused Elijah of troubling Israel. You see, Israel was to worship Jehovah. It was Ahab that had led them, and he and his wife Jezebel, that had led Israel into the worship of Baal. And God, being displeased with that, had a drought come on the land for 3.5 years. What an insult to the idea of Baal, the goddess of production and agriculture and fertility. Well, it showed that Baal was powerless in those regards. And Elijah had this contest to propose, and he's going to make a challenge. But Ahab accused Elijah as being the one who troubled Israel. Elijah, the one who opposed the departures of Jehovah and the departures of the worship associated with him. It was because he opposed the direction that Ahab was going that Ahab accused him to be that troubler. And many now turn from God's order and true worship. His faithful servants, like Elijah, oppose all such departures, and troubles and divisions arise. Then those who introduce the departures accuse the ones who oppose them of causing the trouble and producing the division. This charge is as bold and brazen, as weak and contemptible, and as shameless and false now as it was then. God had preserved this charge of Ahab and Elijah's reply forever to settle the question of who troubles Israel. The true servants and friends of God today are the ones who maintain God's order of things. Now, in just a moment, we're going to be reading from 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 20. And in this program, we'll talk about Elijah's challenge, how that challenge was accepted, and as we have time, God's answer to Elijah. But before we do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying this Sunday school lesson with the aid of Elam's notes. These are Sunday school notes that old preacher wrote for the Sunday schools of April the 13th, 1924. But now let me read to you what we read in the text. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 20 through 24. So Ahab sent into all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together into Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near unto all the people, and said, How long go ye limping between the two sides? If Jehovah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I only am left a prophet of Jehovah, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them, therefore, give us 2 bullocks, and let them choose 1 bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of Jehovah. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. After denying the charge that he was the troubler of Israel, and showing that Ahab had caused all the trouble by forsaking the commandment of God and maintaining the worship of Baal. Elijah then challenged Ahab to the contest of our lesson between Baal and Jehovah. By the majesty of right and authority of Jehovah speaking through him, Elijah issued the following order to Ahab: "Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of Asherah 400 that eat at Jezebel's table." Ahab accepted the challenge and obeyed the order, and sent into all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together into Mount Carmel. It seems the prophets of Asherah, though, did not attend that particular contest, and neither did the wicked queen. It is doubtless required several days to collect this assembly. And then we read that Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long go ye limping between the two sides?" You might remember how the King James Version says, "How long halt ye between two opinions?" He went on to say, "If Jehovah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people hesitated and were undecided between Jehovah and Baal. We read in Clark's commentary the following pertinent remark: they were halt. They could not walk uprightly. They dreaded Jehovah, and therefore could not totally abandon him. But they feared the king and queen, and therefore thought they must embrace the religion of the state. Their conscience forbade them to do the former. Their fear of man persuaded them to do the latter. But in neither were they heartily engaged. At this juncture, their minds seemed in equal poise, and they were waiting for a favorable opportunity to make their decision. Such an opportunity now, through the mercy of God, presented itself. Elam says that indecision between right and wrong is a decision in favor of the wrong. Too many are now limping between the two sides. God's true and loyal servants, like Elijah, are decidedly and wholly for his way. Joshua put this to the test in Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 15, when he told the children of Israel, "Now therefore, fear Jehovah and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt, and serve ye Jehovah. And if it seemed evil unto you to serve Jehovah, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land we dwell. But as for me and my house, we will fear Jehovah." To Elijah's exhortation of choosing this day whom you will serve, the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only am left a prophet of Jehovah, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under, and call ye on the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of Jehovah, and God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people said, it is well spoken. It must have been quite a sight that day to see this rugged Elijah, dressed as he was, standing alone before these 450 prophets of Baal that had the king's support. But thus we see the courage and the bravery of Elijah at this juncture. Well, the challenge was accepted. We read in 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning in verse 25, "And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your God." but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal, from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped about the altar which was made, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for here's a god. Either he is musing, or he's gone aside, or he's on a journey. Or peradventure he sleepeth and must be wakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. And it was so, when midday was past, that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening oblation. But there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of Jehovah that was thrown down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of Jehovah came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Jehovah. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid it on the wood. And he said, Fill 4 jars with water, and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. Let's return here to Elam's notes on this passage. We read that above was a challenge for a fair test. This the people saw, and they accepted it. The prophets of Baal also accepted it. When the bullocks were brought, Elijah allowed them to choose one and proceed first, for they were many. This was logically right, because Baal worship had been introduced where God's worship prevailed. And the prophets of Baal were logically bound to show the superiority of their God. They should affirm their practice was right. All people are logically bound to do the same today. This was a contest between a false God and the true God, a false religion and the true religion, corruption and righteousness, licentiousness and virtue. 450 prophets on one side and 1 true prophet on the other side. This was one of the greatest victories of right over wrong and truth over error on record. 1,000-fold would we rather be on Jehovah's side in this or any other struggle, although, like Elijah alone, than to be on the popular side and be wrong. He who follows the popular side to do wrong is strongly condemned. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou bear witness in a cause to turn aside after a multitude to wrest justice, we read in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 2. So now we must choose the right and serve God truly, like Elijah. Though we are alone, we must do this at all hazards. The prophets of Baal prepared their bullock, and called on the name of Baal from morning till noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped about the altar which was made. From morning till noon they called on Baal, but received no answer. As the time passed, and they received no answer, they became more frenzied until they leaped on the altar. They danced round it with strange and hideous cries and gesticulations, tossing their head to and fro with a great variety bodily contortions, so says Adam Clark, and it is like the devilish worship that we read about in other places. So many people today so destroy the worship of God, it almost sounds like a thing like this.